This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think About America with Andy Griffith. What it is now. Well, the Pentagon's threat in China. They're sending arms to Russia. Also, U.S. to expand troop presence to Taiwan for war with China. U.S. News and World Report, Wall Street Journal are all reporting. Absolute crazy town, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, we're going to talk to Queenie. Thanks for holding from Tennessee. You're on the air.
Thanks, Alex. Hey, asset seizure for profit has become so widespread that a private firm called the Black Asphalt Electronic Network and Notification System emerged to train police and provide technical assistance in confiscating cash and other property. Black Asphalt created a social network called the Brotherhood, sponsors annual contests for the police officer who can seize the most cash. Now, the Club of Rome has radical life extension technology now, and we could seize Bill Gates and Donald Trump's assets for crimes against humanity. Pandemic rhetoric of Oslo's Humanities Department has been going on since May 23rd, 2019. This is studying rhetoric in pandemics, COVID-19 vaccines, and how to best plan and manipulate people to take them.
Yeah, that's right. You're talking about the Pentagon admitting they use psyops to scare people to take the poison shot. And basically, the Pentagon ran the whole attack against the American people. It's just true.
Yes. And so they have basically consolidated power. Now, this is a ratchet effect. They're going to continue to try to scare people to give over their human rights and assets for protection from the bullies. So we're...
That's why they cut the police. That's why they allow crime. So we just throw our hands out and say, just take my rights, protect me. I'll do whatever you say.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. But simultaneously, they are now trying to make it a crime to inject anyone with mRNA in Idaho. So all those mandatory times that the police and military were being bullied into it is now going to be considered a crime. So it's whatever the people enforcing policies decide to go along with, and that's what's been going. So it's trying to win people over, and what they've been doing is terrorizing everyone, terror taxation, and furthermore, making us be state-sponsored terrorists, doing state-sponsored terrorism with our tax money, making us terrorism by proxy.
Elaborate on that. How are they making us terrorists?
So they're forcing us to pay taxes that's sponsoring the terrorism that they're
doing, biological
terrorism. And Trump went along with all of it. And we've informed Trump that he went, and he still sides with the swamp. He has swamp water running through his veins, into his heart, into his brain. He just went to ground zero for a toxic landfill. Is he a mutant? Why would we put any decision into someone like this? He is representing the swamp.
Well, what do you think of Trump speaking out against World War III and saying the war should end?
Yeah, this is a basic kind of person who would scare everybody with the pandemic, lock everything down when it was pre-planned, and then say he's saving us, and things were never greater.
All right, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. All right, that's it for me. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over. He always has a lot to say from the U.K., and then in about 57 minutes from now, Owen Schroyer with the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. Central, will be taking over. I will continue to expose the New World Order. I will continue to promote freedom. I will continue to do the best job I can. And believe me, if we weren't on air and if many others weren't on air and if you weren't speaking out, listeners and viewers, things would be much worse. Yeah, the situation is dire. But humanity's waking up and a lot of positive things are happening. So I am overall optimistic, except for this World War III situation. On the poison shots, we're winning on that front. People are really waking up, not distributed around the world. But on World War III, yeah, the majority of people don't want it, 80% or so, but it doesn't matter. The globalists are moving headlong. So the answer is, do what the AP reporter did, confront the Defense Department, do what people go to these public events, confronting Congress and others, and just point out, we don't want World War III, and we think it's crazy, and we're awake, and wake up others, and courage and being outspoken is contagious. All right. From Summit.News, Paul Joseph Watson. takes over on the other side on this Thursday, February 23rd, 2023 transmission. I'll see you back tomorrow, 11 a.m.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live. It is the Summit News Hour, and in this hour, I'm going to start with basically what was the latest breaking news that I just read, which will ring familiar to many Americans given their border situation down south with Mexico and the Biden administration's approach to that. Of course, many of you who have listened to me for years now talking about this will know that we've had a chronic migrant issue in the United Kingdom for the last probably 9-10 years now, with thousands of illegal migrants coming over in boats from France. They're coming from a safe country, not at war, they're not refugees. The vast, vast majority of them are working, fighting age males. Of course, the news cameras will find the odd woman and child here and there. Everyone's in a blue moon, and that'll be on the front page of the newspaper. That'll get top billing on the 6 p.m. evening news. But the numbers show the vast majority are young male migrants. They're coming over in their tens of thousands every single year, sometimes over 1,000 a day. In some cases, if they're not immediately given a taxi service by the British border authorities, which is what happens in most cases, sometimes they just rock up on the beach and run off into the nearest town. Now we get reports of people in those coastal areas of southern England getting their homes broken into, getting violently attacked. And of course, as I'm going to get onto shortly, girls, young girls, teenage girls in schools now allegedly being raped by some of these individuals in these southern coastal towns, Dover being prime amongst them, and other areas there along the Kent coast. Of course, we've got a program, taxpayer-funded, where not only do they get rescued, do they get given a taxi service by the border authorities, these illegal immigrants who have broken the law to get here, treated better than British citizens, they're then literally being put up in 4- and 5-star hotels, not even out in the edge of beyond anymore. Not even away from population centres. They're now being housed in prime tourist locations in 5-star hotels. They all take videos and post them on TikTok and brag about it. It's an absolute joke. And now it's up to about £7 million a day, every day, the taxpayer funding for the government to put these migrants up in hotels across the country. And people have posted the hotel maps on Twitter, where the entire United Kingdom, the entire British Isles, is now blanketed with these blue location dots of where these hotels are. Thousands coming in every single week. Again, sometimes over 1,000 a day. There's no sign of them stopping because it's all being incentivized by our government. The same government that swept to power with the promise that it would reduce illegal immigration to minimal figures. In fact, they said they've reduced legal immigration to about 10,000. It's a million a year. I'm going to get onto that later. But the latest development is that the answer to all this, and we've seen their naff solutions in the past, which included paying French police more to stop the migrants leaving France. There's no incentive for the French to stop them leaving France. Why on earth would the French want them, given the problems they've had with mass migration, with lack of integration, with lack of social cohesion, rampant crime, sexual assaults, jihadist terror attacks? Why on earth would they want to keep those kind of suspect individuals who are prone to that kind of behavior on French soil if you pay them a bit more money? I predicted that would fail. It completely failed. So now the solution to all this, former and much esteemed Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, is simply to grant these illegal boat migrants asylum. Because that's what this is, de facto asylum. Breitbart reports, amnesty in all but name, UK to hand thousands of migrants asylum without even talking to them. They've decided to take migrants from all these problematic countries, bearing in mind that about 4 out of 10 are coming from Albania as well, which isn't at war, hasn't been at war. They're basically drug dealers just coming over here claiming they're refugees. But the others from these other problem countries, Afghanistan, Eritrea, countries like this, they're just going to send them a questionnaire and tell them, fill in this questionnaire and you won't even have to meet the border authorities. You won't even have to speak to anyone from the government as long as you can rock up on a dinghy and they'll rescue you and they'll give you a free hotel room. Afterwards, after they've got their free cash, free food, Wi-Fi, which they moan about because it's not as fast as they want, free national health care, taxpayer-funded, with people waiting hours, British citizens, to get emergency room treatment, with people waiting months or even years to get major operations, with people not even being able to get appointments with their GPs and doctors because the system is so overburdened, because we have a million migrants coming in every year to a country with a population of 70 million, a small island nation. They rock up in a dinghy. They get free doctors on site. They get their own hospitals. So all this is taking place. There's no solution to it. The Tories have completely betrayed all the people in Northern England who were previously voting for Labour but voted Tory because they thought they'd deal with this. Well, now they're just going to send them a questionnaire and give them all amnesty. The UK government has been accused of granting an amnesty in all but name to migrants coming to Britain, with the country announcing it will accept thousands of people's requests to stay in the country without so much as even interviewing them in a bid to clear its application backlog. So again, that's how they make the illegal migrant problem disappear, by simply making all the illegal migrants legal. Because that's going to solve all the violent attacks, isn't it? That's going to solve all the sexual assaults of teenage girls going on near these hotels where they're staying up and down the country. That's going to solve the security issue, which led to the Manchester bombing, Manchester Arena bombing, where Salman Abedi, a refugee rescued by our government from Libya, got into the country, planned this attack as a refugee, wasn't stopped from carrying out the attack at the Manchester Arena during that Ariana Grande concert, even though he was wearing a giant backpack, sweating profusely, reciting the Quran, reported to authorities, reported to security, reported to police. The police themselves saw him. They stood back. They left him alone because this came out in the trial. They thought they'd be called racist if they stopped him from carrying out his bombing, even though he was obviously up to no good. That's all come out. Again, brought into the country as a refugee. So thousands of migrants are going to be given the right to stay in Britain and potentially ISIS recruits to plan terror attacks without any government worker ever interviewing them with the Rishi Sunak administration announcing on Thursday it will start granting asylum to large numbers of foreign arrivals without interviews. They're supposed to disincentivize it. What's this? If you can get here, you're in. Imagine migrating to any other country in the world, and the only thing you have to do, you don't even have to do anything before you get there. You get there, you get a free hotel from the government, they send you a questionnaire, you fill it in, you can lie, whatever, they're not going to even follow it up, and you're in the country. According to a report by the Times, in the hopes of processing asylum claims faster, all migrants who claim to have arrived from Afghanistan, Eritrea, Syria, Yemen, Libya, where the Manchester Arena terrorists came from, Libya, before June last year, will be sent 10-page questionnaires asking them about their claims. Again, they could be anyone. We don't know who they are. They've been vastly overrepresented in violent crime. We've got massive problems outside these migrant hotels, and the government have just come out and said they're all coming in. We'll be back. Don't go away.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So these illegal migrants have been told, basically, if you can get here, if you can fill in a bit of paperwork, then no doubt they can pay someone to do that for them. They've been given free money by the government. Then they get to stay, that's it. So long as these migrants return this questionnaire within 20 working days, they'll be granted asylum. If they say they come from Afghanistan, Eritrea, Syria, Yemen, or Libya. Oh yeah, of course I do. Yeah, I'm from Afghanistan. And here's my proof. I'm going to write it on a bit of paper. You get amnesty. You get to stay in the country. Don't know who you are. Could be a rapist. You could be a murderer. Could be a member of ISIS. Doesn't matter. We've solved the border crisis. So long as these migrants return this questionnaire within 20 working days, they'll be granted asylum. So long as officials from the Home Office believe there's enough evidence present in the paperwork to do so. With the migrants being able to bypass any interview where they might be scrutinised, so it's just going to be a rubber stamp. This is an amnesty in all but name. Al Mehmet, the chairman of border control think tank Migration Watch, told Breitbart. The message to the criminal gangs is, if you get your clients to destroy their ID and claim to be from a high-success country, they'll be tick-boxed into the UK. The triple killer of Tom Roberts came from such a country. This was a guy who was stabbed in the middle of the street by one of these migrants. I forget where it was. I think it was in Bournemouth. So again, it was on the south coast. One of these migrants stabbed him to death. Came from such a country, had been denied asylum in Norway, before he just rocked up here and got in. Because they take the piss, because we just roll over. We can't even enforce a law to deport them, because it's against the EU rules, even though we're supposed to have left the bloody EU. Here's another one. Met arrested 1,470 migrants from asylum fast-track nations in 2022, 41 for rape. This is London's Metropolitan Police who arrested that number from these nations where they'll just be allowed in with a rubber stamp. Breitbart Europe can reveal. The figures obtained by Breitbart Europe show the number of foreign nationals, not including dual nationals, detained by Britain's largest police force. And again, 19 Afghans were detained by the Met on suspicion of rape in 2022. 12 Eritreans, 4 Libyans, 6 Syrians, 41 suspected rapists in total. So again, come on in. Have your fun. Soaring costs, UK set to pay £2.5 billion to house 150,000 migrants. Again, they've run out of hotels. They're now trying to put them, as I've documented before, in university halls in the centre of major towns, with the university next door, with schools all nearby. They can no longer put them on the outskirts of towns and cities because there are so many of them coming in, which is why you're getting all these stories of them harassing young girls in the street. A couple of weekends ago, we had a protest up in Liverpool, which they claimed was a right-wing demo, even though Liverpool's literally one of the most left-wing cities in England. The police left a riot ban in the middle of the protest, goading them. That got set on fire, and then the news all freaked out, acting like it was Kristallnacht 2.0, when one police riot ban got set on fire. And again, they think the bigger problem is people protesting against their daughters getting groped and sexually propositioned by these migrants outside hotels than the actual problem itself. And I'm going to get onto that in a second, but first let's go to this first video, because they're still trying to define
demonize, malign the belief that we've got too much immigration in this country as far right, as fringe. It's not. The majority of people hold that opinion in the UK and even amongst left-wing people who support left-wing parties. This video is called These Numbers Are Incredible. Let's roll it. A stunning new poll has identified the one major issue on which all Brits agree more than anything else. There's too much immigration in all but one of the country's 632 political constituencies. A majority or plurality of people agreed with the statement, immigration levels are too high. Even Lib Dem and Green Party supporters are more likely to agree than disagree with that statement. In the case of the Greens, 47-29%. SNP, Labour, even supporters of the Welsh Left Separatist Plaid Cymru Party. 68% of them think it's too high, despite their leader calling for Wales to be turned into, quote, a nation of sanctuary for refugees. These numbers are absolutely incredible. Once again, they underscore how opposition to mass immigration, while still demonised by the media as some kind of far-right fringe belief, is actually a concern shared by the majority of people in Great Britain. Of course, many well-off metropolitan leftists in southern England support mass immigration for purely selfish reasons, mainly because it provides them with a continuous source of cheap labour, foreign nannies to bring up their kids while they're off doing more important things, overseas manual labourers to build their kitchen extensions, and generally speaking, a service industry wage slave class to cater to their day-to-day needs.
For anybody else here who works in London, who would be serving our coffee in Pret? Who would be selling us our sandwiches in Pret?
Interesting, therefore, isn't it, to note that the most vehement opposition to mass immigration is in the north of England, which has seen none of the so-called benefits of mass immigration and all the pitfalls, grooming gang scandals, the entire identity of towns being stripped away, their daughters being unsafe walking home from school. These are some of the red wall areas that voted Tory in the 2019 election, but then were immediately betrayed as the Tories did nothing to stop illegal boat migrants and oversaw astoundingly record high levels of immigration that make Tony Blair look like a moderate in comparison. Across the entirety of the British Isles, only one constituency disagreed with the statement that there's too much immigration. And well, imagine my shock, it's in Bristol. Woke MS BLM Colston statue toppling. Hey, one. More immigration, because presumably adding a million new people to a relatively small island nation of 70 million people every single year just isn't enough. A crumbling, overburdened healthcare system, soaring violent crime and rampant social dislocation. They've seen all that and thought, yes please, let's have some more. Now, I briefly mentioned this earlier again, the more migrants we bring in, the more they have to house in hotels. They're getting nearer and nearer to schools. One of the favourite things that they like to do, these migrants, is hang out in groups or even on their own outside schools and sexually proposition teenage girls as they're walking home. We had another similar incident. Remix News reports UK schoolgirls protest at school gates after four Afghan asylum seekers cleared of unproven rape returned to class. So they claim one of their friends was raped by these four Afghan asylum seekers who are now in their school, apparently. The victim is scared to return to school. She hasn't returned to school, presumably being threatened. The police have just dropped it all together and said nothing happened. Yet you have these 15-year-old girls protesting with fake blood smeared on their faces, saying that they're getting sexually harassed all the time and that their friend was raped by one of these Afghan migrants. And this is only going to escalate. It's only going to get worse now that we've basically rolled out the red carpet for more of them to come in. We'll be back. Summit.news, don't go away.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But Most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
You're live, and there is a problem with children's books. They're putting children at harm, basically threatening the sensibilities of children, threatening their innocence. That's not in relation to the de facto porn books that are being put in children's libraries in schools in America, the books that graphically depict LGBT sex scenes that are being forced on kids in school libraries in America and in the United Kingdom too. No, that's not the problem with children's books. We're not putting children at harm by exposing them to that. We're putting children at harm by exposing them to the word fat in Roald Dahl books from decades earlier, yes. The woke purity filter is now being imposed on Roald Dahl books by their own publisher. And the fallout from that
is documented in this video, which basically went up an hour ago, right before I came on air. It is called BS. Let's roll the clip. Here it is. Woke iconoclasts are busy defacing and destroying literary history by running Roald Dahl's children's books through their demented purity filter. Publisher Puffin is going back and removing or amending words because some idiot somewhere might get offended. Augustus Gloopin, fat? Now, you can't say fat. Now he's ginormous. You can't call witches old hags. Now they're old crows. You can't call someone black. Now they're dark. The cloud men are now cloud people. What's next? Are all the giants from the BFG going to have their preferred pronouns listed? They haven't just changed words. They've rewritten entire sections, altered entire meanings. The changes were made, according to Puffin, to protect children. Bollocks. So we're having to protect children from hurtful words like fat. Yet schools are simultaneously exposing kids to books that depict graphic sex acts. The content of these books is so disgusting. Parents who try to read them at school board meetings are silenced. They're putting what they call queer porn in libraries, which could be seen by children as young as six. Oh, but the real threat is a character in a decades-old Roald Dahl book being described as fat. That's what we should all be more concerned about. Bullshit. They don't care about protecting kids. And are these sensitivity readers really concerned about protecting adults from being offended? Infinitely more people are offended at them for vandalizing beloved children's books than by seeing the word fat. It's not about that. It's about seizing control of the institutions, every institution, hollowing them out, and having them become another amplifier for the message, for the revolution.
Because we now live under what is effectively a marshmallow societarianism, there are things you can no longer say. Now, this is not just Roald Dahl that is happening to us. It's a general coordination of everything in the same direction, so that a certain series of ideas have to be expressed, cannot be attacked, even by implication.
While the revolutionaries are sanitizing old children's books to eliminate wrongthink, classic adult books are being demonized too. The government-backed Prevent anti-terror organization produced a report which said reading classic works of art could be a secret sign of extremism. Aldous Huxley's Brave New World, Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan, even the complete works of Shakespeare. But it's not just books. According to Prevent, watching the wrong kind of TV show could be a gateway drug for right-wing extremism. No, I didn't make this up. I checked it, and it's actually real. These dangerous TV shows included The Thick of It.
I'm gonna have to mop up a hurricane of piss here from all of these neurotics.
Yes, Minister.
Well, you're a banker. Surely you read the Financial Times.
Can't understand it.
Kenneth Clark's TV series Civilization. Oh, and this one. Oh, this is delectable. Great British Railway Journeys.
In 1840, one man transformed travel in Britain.
I mean, I was fairly moderate politically, but after I saw that episode about the world's first passenger railway line from Liverpool to Scarborough, my dark journey down the rabbit hole of radicalisation truly began. This is how useless Prevent is. 75% of terror attacks in the UK are Islamic in nature. An Islamic jihadist blows up an arena full of kids in Manchester. And their response is to keep tabs on people who watch a 1980s TV sitcom. Some ISIS fanatic may be planning to plant a bomb on the underground, but surely we'd all be better off devoting more resources to tracking down anyone who bought a DVD from Amazon of that history show from 1969.
What happened? Well, it took Gibbon 9 volumes to describe the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
Yes, there may be a deranged radical running around knifing people to death on London Bridge, but surely the bigger priority is spying on people who enjoyed a BBC documentary about historical trains hosted by Michael Portillo.
I'm leaving Suffolk for neighbouring Norfolk and its largest coastal town.
What's next? I grew up watching Rainbow. Was I secretly being indoctrinated into political extremism by Zippy, George and Bungle?
Whoa, what's going on?
It's all taxpayer funded. You're paying for this. Prevent even said that another sign you're a potential radical right winger was reading George Orwell's 1984. Now, I know the term Orwellian is overused. I know it's a bit of a cliche, but the government
characterising people who read Orwell as potential enemies of the state. That's what the term Orwellian was invented to describe. Forget Orwell rolling in his grave. At this point, he's probably buried himself deep within the lower mantle of the Earth's crust.
From the age of Big Brother, from the age of the thought police, from a dead man, greetings.
Meanwhile, a report by Policy Exchange is warning of rising levels of squalor and crime around the Houses of Parliament. The investigation discovered that police in London have compiled a secret list of suspect statues. Ones that might offend woke revolutionaries who want to see them toppled. This includes the Cenotaph, Britain's most famous war memorial, which is basically an empty coffin, a non-political symbol of national grief. And even that's apparently under threat from these cultural terrorists in the name of fighting the far right. The definition of far right sure has become quite slippery, hasn't it? It was once considered a far right fringe belief that Britain had too high levels of immigration. Now, according to the latest polling, that's a majority opinion. Is most of the country far right? A plurality of Labour, Lib Dem, SNP and Green Party supporters think immigration in the UK is too high. Guess they're all far right. Spare a thought for the poor Irish. They're getting a little bit too uppity about their cities being consumed by mass immigration, social housing being taken away from native residents, rising crime, teenage girls being sexually assaulted. You know, all the benefits of multiculturalism. Now their government is trying to pass a law that would make anti-immigration protests illegal and criticism of migrants a hate crime. How to deal with all the problems caused by open borders? Simply criminalise the opinions of those who oppose open borders. Genius! Spare a thought for the poor Germans. A top counter-extremism official in their government said Germans who flee the wondrous haven of, quote, multicultural life in cities and move to the countryside are actually just engaging in right-wing extremism. Dirk Martin Christian, head of the Office for the Protection of the Constitution in Saxony, lashed out at people in Germany who were looking to find what he called intact national community in remote areas, saying that many people who flee multicultural life in the cities are, despite appearances, actually radical extremists. Ever dreamed of owning a few acres, running your own small holding, growing your own vegetables? Get back in the city, bigot! You're an extremist and we need to keep an eye on you. They're actually following guidelines set by Antifa. Member of the anti-fascist action group Olaf Meyer said he was keeping tabs on those travelling to the countryside, reportedly explaining to the German media that extremists often look like young couples who buy farms and restore them together with their relatives and friends. Because unless you're living in a high-rise pod in some Children of Men dystopian metropolis hellhole, where crime is rampant, any sense of shared identity has been completely obliterated, and you can't even speak the same language as your neighbour, and you're under suspicion from the local commissar for failing to take part in the mandatory weekly social justice march, you're probably a right-wing extremist too. These days, who isn't? We're going to come back in the next segment and talk about everybody's favourite whinging, narcissistic grifter couple, Harry and Meghan, and the fallout from the recent South Park episode, and a bombshell new poll, this time in the United States, about what people think of these two royals. We'll be back. Summit.news. Don't go.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
Now, I want to get to the final two videos in this last segment, the first of which is based around reports that emerged kind of at the end of last week, but more so on Monday. And I saw this originally on Twitter, and I thought, I'm not even going to check whether this is true. Because obviously this is not true. The story was that Harry and Meghan Markle, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, the narcissistic grifters in chief, the people who just want their privacy to be respected while going on a worldwide privacy tour, were seriously considering suing the creators of South Park for making fun of them on a recent episode. Now, there has been a couple of big updates to this story, but first let's go to the video outlining it. This is called Wah, Wah, Wah. Let's roll it.
...is upset and overwhelmed. What's the crocodile tears actress crying about this time? The media invading her privacy, something Princess Catherine said 10 years ago. The abject failure of her multi-million dollar Spotify podcast. No, she's upset because in a recent episode, South Park made fun of her and Harry. Yeah, really.
We want privacy! So let me start with you, Sam. You've lived a life with the royal family, you've had everything handed to you, but you say your life has been hard, and now you've written all about it in your new book, Wah.
They really did nail it, didn't they?
We just want to be normal people. All this attention is so hard. Well, I just think some people might say that your Instagram-loving bitch wife actually doesn't want her privacy.
And get this, because of what you just saw, Harry and Meghan are seriously considering... Suing the creators of South Park. Their legal team are casting an eye over the episode to see what is wrong and what could be turned into something more sinister. Ooh, so sinister. A cartoon that's been around for decades and made fun of virtually every celebrity on the planet since the 90s. The source told The Spectator that the Duchess of Sussex is annoyed by South Park but refuses to watch it all. Right, so you're considering suing them because you're so upset over an episode that you haven't even seen. Yeah, you know when the Founding Fathers drafted the First Amendment? I don't recall them adding any exclusionary clauses for if someone's feelings get hurt. Why are they so precious over a South Park episode? Because while their approval rating in the UK is in the toilet, with Meghan enjoying an approval rating of minus 20%, the public's dislike of her only being outstripped by their loathing of Prince Andrew, and Prince Harry not doing particularly well either, the South Park episode will resonate more with an American audience, where, for God knows what reason, the whinging twosome still enjoy some pockets of significant support. Royal commentator Richard Fitzwilliams told GB News that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are in serious trouble if their popularity plummets in the US. Harry and Meghan don't want privacy. They don't just want to be left alone. They want to force everybody to like them. And will even go to the potential length of suing comedy writers to set that precedent. There is no end to the whining victim mentality of Harry and Meghan while they viciously attack the royal family at every opportunity, said Niles Gardner. Adding that the pair only approve of free speech if it's their own, they behave like entitled woke dictators. If you want people to like you, have you ever considered not acting like obnoxious narcissistic grifters? Have you ever considered not constantly smothering yourselves in contrived phony victimhood? Have you ever considered not bullying and intimidating people into respecting your privacy while being as publicly lurid, emotionally incontinent, cloyingly annoying about every single aspect of your private lives? Try it. You never know, those awful approval ratings might just start to improve a bit.
Well, we're going to get to those approval ratings in a second, but the day after I put that video out, the Sussexes, the Harry and Meghan Grifter Roadshow, their spokesperson came out and said it was nonsense that they were even considering suing the creators of South Park, and that they weren't taking any kind of legal action whatsoever. So when the ridicule became even more intense after the show itself, and then after people found out they were considering suing them, then they immediately backed off and said they weren't. But again, the major point to arise out of that video, they were more precious, they were more upset, especially Meghan, over this South Park episode because it caters more to an American audience. Their poll numbers, especially hers in the UK, are in the toilet, as you saw. She's only outstripped in terms of unpopularity by alleged nonce Prince Andrew. Well, there's more bad news for them, I'm afraid, because we have a headline here out of GB News. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are more disliked than Prince Andrew in the US. Bombshell new poll. Reminder. Prince Andrew, Jeffrey Epstein's best mate, an alleged nonce, with, of course, the 15-year-old alleged victim. She's more unpopular than him in the United States. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are more disliked than Prince Andrew in the US, according to a new bombshell poll. Prince Harry's popularity has sunk 48 points since December, and Meghan Markle's has fallen by 40 points. So she had the podcast, Spectacular Failure. They had the Netflix special, Spectacular Failure. He had his whinging book. Again, this was all supposed to get out their side of the story and improve their poll ratings with the public. Absolute catastrophe. This is hilarious. It's gone worse than even their, you know, biggest haters could imagine for them. Absolutely incredible. Let's get to this final video now, though, because we haven't got long left. And it is Putin's speech where he says Western elites have gone crazy that they're not protecting children with all this transgender insanity. The video is called Well, He's Not Wrong, and here it is.
Old Vladimir Putin has channeled Emmanuel Goldstein yet again by simultaneously being public enemy number one, yet pointing out objective truths that virtually every Western leader is afraid to enunciate.
И здесь опять лгут постоянно. Извращают исторические факты, не прекращают нападки на нашу культуру, на русскую православную церковь, другие традиционные религиозные организации нашей страны. Посмотрите, что они делают со своими собственными народами. Разрушение семьи, культурной и национальной идентичности. Извращение, издевательство над детьми вплоть до педофилии объявляются нормой, нормой их жизни. А священнослужители, священников принуждают создавать однополые браки. С ними пускай что-то и делают. Что здесь хочется сказать? Взрослые люди имеют право жить, как хотят. Мы к этому так и относились в России, всегда к этому будем так относиться. Никто в частную жизнь не вторгается, и мы не собираемся этого делать. Но хочется им сказать, ну посмотрите, извините меня, священные писания, главные книги всех других мировых религий. Там все сказано, в том числе то, что семья – это союз мужчины и женщины.
Whether you believe this kind of rhetoric is a deliberate distraction, bad faith attempt to take the moral high ground or whatever, who can argue against what he's saying? Why are we forced to look to the leader of a country thousands of miles away for moral guidance? Because our own moral leaders at home have gone AWOL. They've joined with the enemy. Western media responds by calling Putin's speech bizarre, partly because he points out scripture says marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh no, the horror. But it does. How is that bizarre? We're sending men who raped women to female prisons because they suddenly decided to identify as women. How is that not bizarre? We're allowing children to be exposed to highly sexualized performances by drag queens, then demonizing anyone who opposes it as a fascist. How is that not bizarre? The Anglican Church suggesting they're going to start caving to pronoun madness by referring to God as they, them.
Но и эти священные тексты подвергаются сейчас сомнению. Но вот... Как стало известно, англиканская церковь, например, планирует, правда, пока только еще, рассмотреть идею гендерно-нейтрального бога. Что скажешь? Прости, Господи, не ведают, что творят. Миллионы людей на Западе понимают, что их ведут к настоящей духовной катастрофе. Элиты, ну, прямо надо сказать, просто сходят с ума, и это, похоже, уже не лечится. Но это их проблемы, как я уже сказал. А мы обязаны защитить наших детей. И мы сделаем это. Защитим наших детей от деградации и вырождения.
Where are the religious leaders in the West who are standing up to this? Is it any wonder that Islam is thriving while Christianity in the West is on life support? You may think Putin's a madman for what he's done in Ukraine. Or you may think it was a justifiable response to the expansion of NATO. But is he mad for pointing out the manifestly observable trend of how Western leaders have allowed and facilitated this woke mind virus to infect society? I really don't think so. Meanwhile, transgender murderer who identifies as a baby, yes, a baby as well as a woman, fears for life if moved to men's prison. This is Daniel Eastwood, who strangled his cellmate to death in 2004, received a life sentence, and then to get more cushy treatment, started declaring himself to be a woman. And then later on, even started declaring himself to be a baby. And yes, they actually dignify his request. They give him adult-sized diapers, baby food, and the guards even hold his hand while outside his cell. Well, looks like he's going to be sent to a men's prison, and he's probably not going to fare very well. So he's very upset about it. That's going to wrap it up for Summit News Hour. War Room is coming up next. Keep it locked in right here. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.